This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Mitch Lyons joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for doing what you're doing, because it's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, it's rougher in the doing than in the idea.
Your background is coaching youth sports, correct?
Youth, school, high school, AAU, and college D3.
And tell everybody how you want to change it.
Well, our nonprofit asks one question. Why, if all of school is trying to teach up-to-date science, why is sports exempt? There's a whole science, sports psychology, that's there. It's used by college and pros, but not in high school. Public high school is giving us an inferior education.
And what do you want to see changing in the way in which kids are coached and just the overall vibe of coaching today?
It's a 19th century system that we're using of all-powerful bosses and voiceless employees, which you can substitute for coaches and athletes. They're voiceless. What I'm proposing is that this two-legged stool, which is very unstable, as we witness all the time, at a third leg, and that would be a written, science-based curriculum for sports teams that teaches you the skills that sports psychology teaches, as well as social emotional learning.
Wow.
Coach, could you talk about some of the things you've seen in your coaching career that maybe you didn't agree with that has brought you to do this initiative?
Well, my daughter was on a team. The coach was very verbally and emotionally abusive. And that's what got me started on this road. But I was coaching well before then. But I observed going to AAU is like seeing a petri dish for negative behavior. And so I'm a person who likes systemic change because sometimes it's just needed. This is one of those times.
It's interesting because I've seen my son, he plays lacrosse, and I've seen him over the years play for different teams and different styles of coaches, and some
right.
are very demonstrative and they're screaming and they're yelling, and other coaches hardly say a word or they're very encouraging. And I have to tell you, it seems like, at least for my son, he responds better to somebody who is yelling at him to get his attention than somebody who doesn't.
Right. So when he gets a job, is he going to depend on his boss yelling at him, or does he have to self-motivate himself? learn how to motivate himself because he wants something to be get better, to play more playing time, whatever. He has to do the motivation, not the coach. And that's why it's a bad system because it teaches the wrong things.
Yeah, think of all the stories that have come out as of late of people talking about coaches who are abusive to them.
Right.
And, you know, at the collegiate level, at the high school level, wherever it might be. So I think this idea to make some change from the inside out is fantastic, but I know it takes a lot of work. So how can we help in this effort?
Well, one could be that if you go on getpsychsports.org, there's a legislation now in front of the Joint Committee on Education, who was just passed through favorably by the Senate, to have our Department of Ed write a published guidelines on how to implement a social-emotional learning curriculum on sports teams and to take charge of athletics, which is now being run by many of the same coaches that we're talking about. There are 95% of coaches are great, but they're not teaching sports psychology because no one's given them anything in writing. So everybody's just like the Wild West. Everybody goes on their own, does what they want.
And if they had a bad coach, that's what they learned, and then that's how they
and
coach.
And they told two friends, and they told two friends. This is fantastic.
Yeah, I like this a lot. I think this is really, really good. So getpsychedsports.org. It's GetPsyched sports.org. Or just text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, 617-655-1234, and we will forward you a link to getpsychedsports.org. And Mitch, you and everybody who's helping you try to do what you're doing as a coach and trying to do it the right way are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo!
I'm glad to hear it, and thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Mitch, do you also coach morning shows ever?
Yeah, you guys ought to get along better.
Thank you, Mitch. It was great to talk to you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. So,
it is called the Dirty.
Carson, as you alluded to a few moments ago, social media star and Dancing with the Stars person, Alex Earle, and Tom Brady apparently spent a little time together on New Year's Eve. There was a New Year's Eve party hosted by Palm Tree Crew in St. Barth's, because what else are you going to do on New Year's, Deanna?
Tom Brady.
I personally was in bed by 7.
I was doing a puzzle in South Florida.
Sources say they met through mutual friends who are also in St. Barth's, and they had an instant connection, a lot of chemistry between them. Dumois posted a picture, a little video of them. Somebody was at the party, and it's sort of like Tom is standing there, she's standing there. It's clearly at a place that's very loud.
Right.
So she's, you know, leaning in to talk to him, and she kind of puts her hand on his back, like, and so people are like, oh my God. But I sort of do that if I'm trying to talk to somebody when it's loud, but what do I know? They got word from an insider who said Tom and Alex were quote unquote hooking up all week, is what one person
I would kiss Tom
says.
Brady.
I bet you would.
They're just working on their pliability together.
At the yacht party where they met, they broke off from the larger group. They were talking a lot of the night in a private cabin. Oral, quote, was really into hanging out with Brady, but isn't looking for anything serious. She just got out of a pretty big relationship. Brady, meanwhile, hesitant about seeing with Earl in public, but didn't want to leave her side. The comments are hilarious.
Forgive me for really not knowing who Alex Earle is. I know she became famous on TikTok, and she was on Dancing with the Stars. That's all I really know about
her. Yeah, that's pretty much it. She did some Get Ready With Me videos on TikTok. She, of course, was on Dancing with the Stars. She has a podcast called Hot Mess with Alex Earle, produced by the Unwell Network. It's led by Alexandra Cooper.
Right.
She's very big with young women. My girlfriend is obsessed with her.
Oh, yeah.
I had to watch a lot of Dancing with the Stars this year because Alex Earle was on it.
On the debut of her podcast, she briefly unseated the Joe Rogan Experience, so she's pretty popular.
I would kiss Tom Brady.
How many Super Bowl rings does she have, though?
Unseating Joe Rogan feels like you should get one. Mm. That's pretty massive. So, in any event, I don't know much more than that. And whatever happens, happens. But good
for who hasn't had a fling in St. Bart's?
Mm. We're all raising our hands.
Yeah, okay.
Also, there have been rumors about Jaylen Brown and Kendall Jenner coming together. I am here to tell you that's fake news.
Mm.
It's an AI-generated image. It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
It's a guy, apparently, who does this a lot. And just hopes people will pick it up and run.
I did watch a video of Jaylen Brown ballroom dancing with someone.
Was he amazing? Because he's amazing at everything.
Well, all I know is that he went afterwards and dropped 50 on the Clippers, which was just unbelievable.
Sometimes you need a little grace in your step, right?
He is not here for your guff. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He did not get picked as player of the month in the NBA. And he posted the stats of the player that got it and just wrote SMH on his social media, and then went and dropped 50 the next night.
Let's get it.
I am here for it.
And you guys, BTS Army, listen up. Oh. They have officially confirmed their post-military enlistment comeback with their unnamed fifth full-length album set to drop March 20th at midnight. In the statement, they also shared that they will announce their plans for a world tour. They're going to let us know next Wednesday. The 14-track project is, quote, packed with honest stories that BTS wants to share with the ARMY and is filled with the music that's most true to BTS. The upcoming world tour will be the K-pop powerhouse's first since their tour in 2022 where they did all of their mandatory service.
Good for them. It's nice to see a boy band go on hiatus and actually come back from that hiatus. Usually it's a death knell.
Well, it wasn't their choice, but...
Well, when you have a billion fans, they'll wait.
It's time. So, to the ARMY, you're welcome. And guys, I got a wholesome moment for you.
Okay.
Of course, you know how it is. Sometimes your wife goes out of town, and maybe you just don't do something right, or you forget something, or the dog gets out, or the whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this happened to our good friend Jelly Roll when his sweet bunny was out of town and away from the farm. His cows got out.
Crunch has gotten out. Watching Chai try to rope her back in. Oh, that's a bull, baby. Crunch's like, no, I'm not going in there. We're going to go fight. I didn't expect this. Oh, here comes some more. Look. Oh, he's getting cornered. We're cornering a cow. Baby, this cow is fast, dude. Run, S'more, run!
When I tell you he wasn't trying very hard to get those cows.
I love this cow's name is S'more.
Yes. So that's on his Instagrams if you want to check that out. It's pretty funny.
Did you see our boy on the cover of Men's Health?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Jelly Roll cover of Men's Health this month.
Oh, I saw it.
Down to 265. Used to be 540 pounds.
He looks really good.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, not that weight matters, but he was unhealthy.
And yeah, when you're 540, weight matters a little bit.
And you want to do the, you know, I'm so proud of him. Mm. Just so proud of him. So anyway, that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kevin Kennedy brought to you our good friends at Subaru of New England. Hang on, I got a new sponsor I gotta read here real quick. Let's see. Go outside and play in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Learn more at SubaruNewEngland.com. Is that up to date on there?
It is.
All right. I wasn't sure if it was or not. Thank you, Dan. I was not sure.
That's
Kennedy,
okay.
Say good morning to Dave.
What's up, Dave?
What's going on, Kennedy?
You know, same old, same old.
Dave is from Amesbury. He works in the meter department for National Grid.
Oh, they keep calling me. I got to go get a new meter.
He's got one of them real jobs.
I wouldn't go that far.
Are you the guy that goes out there and puts a lock on it when I forget to pay my bill?
Something like that, yeah.
Happens once in a while. Like, oh, I forgot to pay that one for 3 months.
Yeah, you should not do that.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You as well.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, Dave, and you do win yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Question number one, a list of movies that turned 50 years old this year include Taxi Driver, King Kong, and Rocky. Which city is Rocky from in those movies? They even have a statue of him downtown.
Philadelphia.
Avatar Fire and Ash has surpassed $1 billion at the box office. Who created and directs the Avatar franchise?
James Cameron.
Carrie Ann Inaba, 58 today. She's a judge on which hit reality competition show?
Dancing with the Stars.
Dave's not messing around.
He's cooking right now.
Today in 2015, Cameron Diaz married Benji Madden. Today's her 11th anniversary. Which band is Benji Madden from?
Good Charlotte.
Question number five. Kim Kardashian gave each of her four kids a Pomeranian puppy for Christmas, and PETA isn't cool with that. They say she's giving away puppies like they're plushies, and at the very least, she could have gone to a shelter. Can you name all four of Kim and Kanye's children?
Northwest, Saint. I don't know the other two. I'll go Southwest and East West.
Southwest and Delta.
Let's get Kenny back in the studio.
Kennedy!
I like East West. That's a good one, too.
Dave, have you ever had an angry customer confront you while you were like shutting their power off or something?
Oh, absolutely.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Dave got 4 out of 5.
Woo!
He's very
All
good
right,
at this
let's get
stuff.
Into it.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A list of movies that turned 50 this year include Taxi Driver, King Kong, and Rocky. Which city is Rocky from in those movies? They even have a statue of him downtown.
Philadelphia.
Tied at 1. Avatar Fire and Ash has surpassed the $1 billion mark at the box office. Who created and directs the Avatar franchise?
James Cameron.
Went and saw that one in the theater over the holiday.
Yeah.
Fantastic, although we actually ended up in the 3D version of it. I didn't realize when I bought the tickets, I bought the 3D IMAX. And I'm
Why?
Not going to lie.
Isn't that better?
It actually was. I was kind of bummed that I was like, I didn't want to have to wear the glasses for 7 hours, but it was very good. Tied at 2, question number 3. Carrie Ann Inaba, 58 today. She's a judge on which hit reality competition show?
So you think you can dance?
Dancing with the Stars.
I thought she was on that one.
Uh-oh. Carrie Ann Inaba. This just got very interesting. 3-2 for Dave. Question number 4. Today in 2015, Cameron Diaz married Benji Madden. Today is their 11th anniversary. Which band is Benji Madden from?
Good Charlotte.
All right, 4-3, going to the final question. Kim Kardashian gave each of her four kids a Pomeranian puppy for Christmas, and PETA isn't cool with that. They say she's giving away puppies like they're plushies, and at the very least, she could have gone to a shelter. Can you name all four of Kim and Kanye's children?
Judging by how big your eyes just got.
I'm going to say no.
North.
Okay.
Saint.
Okay. Need an answer.
Sir and Siri. Who's Sir and Siri? Siri is.
Siri is Katie. The thing on your phone.
No, it's Kate. It's Katie Holmes' kid.
Yeah.
North, Chicago.
Chicago.
Saint and Psalm.
Psalm.
P-S-L.
Wow. Starting P-S-A. Off strong.
Let's go, Dave. Big
Look
dub.
Look at that. 4-3 is the final score. Nice work.
Shutting the lights out on Kennedy. No.
God, and we have
third time the charm.
Next week already.
Yep.
So now we're starting a
Oh, that's
one.
The third time you tried to beat her, Dave? Look at you.
Look at you.
Kennedy is winless in 2026, and I'm here for it.
Let's get it.
All right, Dave. Well, congratulations. You won yourself $100. You also won a pair of tickets to Wonder the Musical playing now through February 8th at the Loeb Drama Center. If you want tickets, visit AmericanRepertoryTheater.org. AmericanRepertoryTheater.org. Kennedy, what do you want to say to Dave?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Dave.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text. We'd love to hear what you got into over the long holiday break. Maybe you got to travel for vacation, or you just stuck around here and did a few things, or maybe you went to the Galapagos Islands on a bucket list vacation. How was it, Kennedy?
It was amazing. It was really magical. I didn't realize how cool it was going to be. You know, every day was a new adventure, and the first hotel, I got to Quito in Ecuador. I stayed there for one day, did like a city tour,
mm-hmm.
which is your standard, go see a lot of churches. It's very Catholic, very Catholic. So very Christmassy and very, you know, that sort of a thing. And then you fly into, I was in San Cristobal my first few days, and get off the plane, get to the hotel, walk outside the hotel, and it's just sea lions everywhere. And when I say this, I mean they're sleeping on benches.
Mm.
They're underneath restaurant tables. One of them just followed me home one night. Like, they're just everywhere.
Do they have names for all of them?
No, because there's so many. And it's not like they don't. And they want you to. That's another thing. They want to be deeply respectful of what they have there and the fact that it hasn't been ruined by humans, right? Mm-hmm. So 95.7% of the Galapagos Islands are private, are owned by like the Park Service.
I just never imagined sea lions in that part of the world for some
they're
reason.
They're everywhere.
I think somewhere in Alaska.
They're all over California.
So like we have squirrels in Boston Common, they have sea lions in the Galapagos.
Dan, exactly the same. But
you feed them leftovers?
No, you're not supposed to get within 2 meters of them, but you know, and I got to swim with tortoises and said sea lions and rays, and I saw more tortoises and giant tortoises and baby tortoises than I think I'll ever see again.
Mm-hmm.
And just the people were magical. The place was magical. The food was magical. I 10 out of 10 recommend.
What is the weather like there this time of year? Is it still blazing hot or is it just milder temperatures?
No, it was like in the mid 70s. I got there and it was in Ecuador, it was like 65. And I was like, whoo, I didn't bring a coat. You know, I was like in short sleeves. Everybody's wearing winter coats.
Right.
You know, so the perspective, but you are on the equator, and I spent a couple of days like on a boat, which, you know, just, but
right.
I did my very best. I only had a little burn on my nose.
Your skin looks great.
And a big burn on my lower lip, which still hurts. But other than that.
Sounds amazing.
It was magic.
Looking at some of the videos you posted, it was fantastic.
It was magic.
We spent a lot of time doing absolutely nothing. The plan was to hit the Cape for most of vacation.
Yeah.
We accidentally made it down there for about a day and a half. So I shared with you guys that Barrett started wrestling this year.
Yeah.
And wrestling does not take a break for the holidays, apparently we learned. So there was wrestling practice every single day, except like Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
So you had a break from the cross, and now wrestling will take up your whole life.
I've spent some time in gyms for wrestling matches.
How does Lana feel that he's wrestling now?
Has she gone to a match yet?
No, she's not allowed. I won't allow it.
Are you right?
I will not
you
allow
really
it.
Won't?
I have put my foot down. I don't want her to see this. She doesn't need to see that.
Is that right?
Yeah. There's just a lot going on there.
Well, is it like Van Damme and Bloodsport?
It really is. It's incredible. It's a wonderful sport, and I'm happy for him and his training and his fitness for lacrosse and, you know, what he's doing in wrestling. It's for that. But, they just continue to – he went to a tournament over the weekend called the Bob Gay Invitational, and he was there for, 11 hours or something, and he didn't even wrestle. He just went with the team to support the varsity kids that were wrestling. Mm. So there was a lot of that. And then a lot of watching TV and movies. We watched all of Pluribus, which is fantastic. We went and saw the new Avatar movie. Just a lot of that, too. So
Did you finish Stranger Things?
I finished Stranger Things.
But if one more, did you cry?
I have both thoughts and feelings about season 5. But
did it make you cry? I know you're not a crier, but everyone I've met is like,
I did not cry. Right. But I think Kaylee probably cried a lot.
I didn't think season 5 was that great, but I thought the final 2 hours was wonderful the way that it wrapped up. I thought they wrapped it up nicely.
Apparently Prince's music is hitting again.
Yeah. It is unbelievable. There's a lot of Prince in that final episode, and I immediately thought
I'm just going to say it. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it.
No spoilers.
More of those kids should have died.
But then nobody died.
Oh my God, stop talking.
You brought it up.
I did not ask for the end. I just asked if you cried. Grinch.
All right, 617-655-1233.
I'm just saying, a gang of high schoolers versus a wizard.
Nobody died the entire time.
Stop.
Why would you start killing them in the final episode?
I could have picked a couple of kids off. I got zero powers.
Oh, it's so good to be back. So good to be back.
Are you recording this? Tell me that you are.
Kenny's flipping me off.
How dare you?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
Again, 617-655-1234. You can call or text. We want to know maybe what you got into over the long holiday break. I had somebody on the line that wanted to talk to you, Dan, but apparently they hung up. Carrie from Boston has thoughts about you yelling Stranger Things spoilers.
Yeah,
she hung
me too.
Up. Skirt.
Me too.
I don't know that you yelled a spoiler,
per se.
I don't know that it
I didn't
was
say what happened.
No, you didn't. So you just didn't appreciate kind of how it went down.
All I said was more of the kids.
Which suggests
died.
Some. So shush. Shush.
Elaine is from Acushnet and apparently over the holidays had a trip to a wonderful destination. Is that true? Elaine, what happened?
I did, thanks to Mix 104.
What'd you do?
Well, I was one of the callers back in March when you had a contest to win a trip to Sandals, and I won. I was the last winner of the last day of the contest, which I was super excited about. And my daughter went with me. We ended up picking Curacao, and it was beautiful. I can't say enough about it. It was very, very... We didn't get to go into the town. We got there on Thursday night, and they have like a carnival atmosphere in the town that Thursday night. Mm-hmm. But by the time we got there and the transfers from the airport, it was too late to get back in a bus or cab to go back another hour. So
wow.
We didn't miss that. But just the food was delicious. Everybody was so kind, so nice. The weather was perfect. The beach was beautiful. The pool, I mean,
now which
it was
resort
just nice.
Was
Curry
this?
Now.
Was this a...
We went to Sandals in Curacao.
And so is this adults only or families?
It was adults only, and there was, believe it or not, I always thought, you know, Sandals, you know, couples, but there was a lot of families there, people celebrating their 40th birthday party and
right.
families with their older, you know, adult children.
Right.
So, yeah,
great.
Everybody was just fun and kind and,
I've
you know,
never
when
been
you talk
there.
To people who were, it was pretty. I have to say it was
vacations
very, very
are always
pretty.
Better when somebody else pays for them.
Heck yes, Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
so
cool.
I really appreciate it. I've been trying to get in to say that I had gone, and I just keep missing to call in or something in the morning, so I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, it sounds like Sandals did a great job for you. We're so
I'm
happy
so
you had that
trip. I'm so glad you had
fun. Yeah, it was great. Thank you so much. And it sounds like you all had a nice time off, and
yes.
Galapagos Islands, I guess, should be on my list now.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll send you there next. Yeah. Call in.
Yeah.
All right, take
thank
it easy.
So
have a great
again.
Week, Elaine.
Happy New Year.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Karen's from Beverly. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing good.
What'd you do?
So I was down on Cape Cod on New Year, for 4 days over New Year's, and I was at the Cape Cod Mall on New Year's Day, and I saw Barrett and Lana, and I stalked the entire store, and I did not find Carson, but I was told he was there.
Which store were you in?
I was in Marshall's at the Cape Cod Mall.
Oh, yeah, I was there. I was over in the men's section in the clearance aisle.
What a time to be
Marshall's
alive.
They do have deals. I got a Kenneth Cole t-shirt for like $4.
There you go.
So, Karen, did you just scream like, what did Barrett say, then hide behind a coat rack?
No, I was kind of taken back because when he walked by me, I looked at him. I'm like, that's Barrett. So I kind of watched where he was walking because I didn't know if he was by himself. And I didn't want to stalk
stalker.
The poor kid.
So good. We're here for it, though.
We go into that Marshall's.
And Lana was in the shoe section and because I watched where Barrett was going.
Right.
And when Lana came out, I was like, wow, Barrett's really tall. Like,
he is,
like
isn't
how much
he?
Taller than Lana he was.
Yeah.
So I watched them walk around and I'm like, I wonder if they're going to find Carson. And I was standing in the checkout line. So I kind of just watched sight of him, and I didn't want to stalk the store any longer. But
ever,
I did try to find him to say hello.
I was the only person that bought something. Lana did not buy anything in the Marshalls that time, which was a miracle. Well, sorry I missed you.
I wish I had seen you because I would have said hello and introduced myself, but I did look for you.
Well, thanks so much for that. And you have a good week. It was nice to see you, Karen.
Thank you, and I'm glad you guys are back on the air. I missed you guys for 2 weeks.
Yeah. We missed you.
I'm a faithful listener. So have a great week.
All right. Bye, Karen.
Thanks. Bye.
We can't start the show in the new year without our good friend Corey from Medford. Good morning, Corey.
Hey, guys. Hey.
How was it? Something big and exciting, or did you just sit on your ass for the whole holiday?
My office is in a hotel, so it's been absolutely dead. We had a day we had a customer.
That's not bad, though, right?
Oh, it's not bad until you get so bored that you have to start finding things to clean. But yeah, during the holiday, we had our holiday party with lots of people, lots of food, and of course, lots of booze. And had to try out the new Ninja Slushy the hubby got me for Christmas. So
a Ninja Slushy? It was a slushy maker.
Ninja Slushy,
right?
Frozen
right.
Frozen margaritas.
Deal.
Nice deal. Well, it's good to talk to you. Happy New Year, Corey. We'll talk to you soon.
Happy New Year, guys, and welcome
Thanks,
back.
Buddy.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
I'm wearing my PBS shirt.
Don't even try. You are. So I said the Arthur fist. Is fire.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. 2025 Subaru. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Krista from Woburn.
Hi, Krista.
Hi.
Also in the car are Olivia and TJ on their way to school. Good morning, guys.
Say hi.
Hi.
How old are Olivia and TJ?
Olivia is 7 and TJ is 4.
You're excited to have them out of the house.
Yes. And we're back at it. Although we got new bunk beds last night. So that was...
You have so much more room for activity.
I was going to say.
So much room for activity.
Did you have to put them together?
Yes. And it took about 6 hours.
Of course. We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Yes. Ready, guys? Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Bye, Kennedy.
Bye.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $1,000 this morning, okay?
Okay.
Kennedy has left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. MTV's music channels have officially shut down across much of the world, but U.S. consumers can still watch videos on MTV Live and MTV Classic. There's no word yet if those are going to be shut down here in the U.S. either. When it launched, what did MTV stand for?
Music Television.
Bradley Cooper, 51 today.
Videos.
He starred in which instant comedy classic alongside Ed Helms and Zach Galifianakis that even got
the
two
hangover.
Sequels? Yes. Question number three. Is Tom Brady dating 25-year-old influencer Alex Earl? They were spotted together partying in St. Bart's. Brady's ex, Gisele Bündchen, is already remarried with another baby since their split. What was Gisele's husband's to her before they started dating?
Jiu-Jitsu trainer.
Question number four. BTS will mark their comeback on March 20th with a new album. They will also kick off a world tour with details coming January 14th. This BTS song spent 10 weeks at number one. Take a listen and name it. Name that song.
I have no idea. Let It Roll.
Question number five. The series finale for Stranger Things happened over the holiday break. A radio station actually played a key role in the final season of the show. What was the station nicknamed?
I just watched it. I don't know.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Not going to lie. The nerd radio lover in me just loved all of that stuff throughout the whole final season.
We're back, baby.
Yes, radio is all of a sudden cool again. Kennedy, welcome back.
It's always been cool. Hi.
Krista got 3 out of 5 right.
Well done.
Okay.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
MTV's music channels have officially shut down across much of the globe. U.S. consumers can still watch music videos on MTV Live and MTV Classic. Kennedy, when it launched, what did MTV stand for?
Music Television.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Bradley Cooper, 51 today. He starred in which instant comedy classic alongside Ed Helms and Zach Galifianakis that even got 2 sequels?
The Hangover.
Tied at 2. Is Tom Brady dating 25-year-old influencer Alex Earl? They were spotted together partying in St. Bart's. Brady's ex, Gisele Bündchen, is already remarried with another baby since their split. What was Gisele's husband's to her before they started dating?
The jiu-jitsu instructor.
Tale as old as time. Tied at 3, question number 4. BTS will mark their comeback March 20th with a new album. They will also kick off a world tour. Details coming January 14th on that. They spend 10 weeks at number 1 with this song. Take a listen and then name it.
Butter. Just like butter.
Smooth like butter, baby.
4-3. Question number 5. The series finale for Stranger Things happened over the holiday break. A radio station played a key role in the final season of the show. What was the station nicknamed?
Oh, gosh. I can see it on a sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
K-S. Swamp?
It was WSQK, Kennedy. 94.5. The Squawk.
The Squawk.
With Rocket Robin.
Oh, the Squawk.
The Squawk.
I had to do a pom-pom routine to that in high school.
What didn't you do a pom-pom routine to? I need these VHS tapes.
What? 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Krista, unfortunately, you don't get the $1,000. But thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. I'm Krista from Woburn with Olivia and TJ. And we...
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go
on Mix 104.1.
I don't know what it is about Dan being on the water, but things just go awry all the time.
Poseidon is angry with me most of the time.
I mean, Lake Winnipesaukee, be damned. I don't know if you're allowed on that lake anymore. Are you, Dan? You allowed to rent boats there anymore?
I don't like how you spring this narrative a little bit.
It's not a narrative. It's just spitting the truth.
You have had some issues on some boats. You would agree with that.
I'm just the DJ most of the time.
Okay.
But every time you're on a boat, it crashes. Right? Because you had the one where you ran into some rocks.
On a plane, I guess.
On Winnipesaukee, right? You ran in, you caught.
We did run into some rocks on Winnipesaukee that cost a fair amount of money to fix.
Right. And then while you were down in Florida over the holiday break, what happened?
So we went on a lovely sunset cruise.
Okay.
Me, my parents, my brother, and his girlfriend, the six of us. It was a beautiful night. It was like 80 degrees, and we booked a sunset cruise.
As okay. one does.
Right.
Was Kaylee with you on this as
she
well?
She was.
Okay. Okay. Great.
I saw pictures. You guys looked so cute and happy.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. So we went down there, and it's this place called Fun Boat Tours, and we were on Fun Boat number one, because we were number one.
It's a great name. Fun Boat One.
You know exactly what you're getting into.
So Fun Boat Two, they're in front of us. They already take off, and our captain is actually from Gloucester,
of
which
course.
Worked out great, because I'm wearing my
That's amazing.
I'm wearing my Kowloon sweatshirt. So he's like, my boy. And he was some guy that worked in like Goldman Sachs. He had like, he was making $500,000 a year in some corporate gig.
Wow.
And his kids were grown. He got divorced and he just went down there and started doing boat tours and fishing.
God, that is the dream.
He left the whole corporate world.
That is
money.
The dream.
He's like,
captain
I fish.
Of Fun Boat One.
Does he have a great accent?
He does.
Amazing.
You could tell he's not from Southwest Florida.
Indeed.
So we get out there. He does his whole spiel. He's a marine biologist, this, that, and the third. And we take off and it's like 4:32 or whatever. That's when we start.
Mm.
And as we get down this little canal that we're going down, everyone's excited. The music starts playing. People are cracking drinks. And we get out into the open water and we can see people waving at us from the shore.
Well, that's cool. People waving as you're going by.
Yeah, it's lovely. And it turns out someone goes, weren't those people supposed to be on our boat? They miscounted and they left two people off of the boat that had already left.
Mm.
Apparently, these people went to go to the bathroom and were gone for like 10, 15 minutes and we just left without them.
Mm.
And they were 3 seconds from missing the entire tour.
So. Well, they were late.
Yeah. Fun Boat One is gone.
Sorry
right?
for your luck.
Wait for Fun Boat Two
Fun
or
Boat
three.
One waits for no man.
I'm just saying.
But we did turn for them because they paid
no.
money. So now the captain is like murmuring because he has to now back up this entire boat down this canal that we just came out. And it takes longer than it probably should.
Right.
And now he can't get back to where we were docked because it's a real tight space. And he's coming in backwards instead of how they normally come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that scene in Austin Powers when he's trying to back up.
Oh, my God.
It takes 10 minutes and we finally get over to these people. They get on the boat and we're finally like, all right, now the tour's starting. And something happened to the engine while we were doing all that starting and stopping and forward and backwards. Because now we go back out, now that we picked them up, to turn down this canal again, and the boat doesn't turn. And now there's like 40 of us on the boat, and we are watching the boat not turning, and then we just crash.
Like hard or just?
Yeah, we were moving.
Oh.
And we crash into this giant mangrove tunnel.
Uh-huh.
The boat doesn't stop. We're still going. And a mangrove tunnel is this giant tree system that lives in the water and has roots in the ocean.
Mm.
And we hit it hard. And we're going like 10, 15 miles an hour. And it is now this. All of the people on that side of the boat have ran on this side of the boat because there's trees in the boat. And they're getting hit in the face with branches. And the entire place that looks.
Did that make the boat tilt because everybody moved?
A little bit. But now we're literally in the mangroves.
Right.
It looks like the jungle on our boat. Now. So now we're stuck in a mangrove. He's trying to bag in and back out of it.
Fun Boat One is no longer fun.
No, Fun Boat Two is gone. They're having a blast. We've left passengers and crashed, and it's been 10 minutes of the tour.
Way to go, Gloucester.
And I was like, we're not doing well. And then we finally get out of this mangrove after sweeping up and all that. Then my mother sits back down because she's on the opposite side of me and Kaylee. And I just hear her scream. And it turns out we brought some of Florida's ecosystem with us when we crashed. And there is now a crab on her lap for when we crashed.
I mean, it could have been an alligator. Could have been worse.
At first, she thought it was a spider because she didn't know what it was. And she just,
what's up with this crazy large Florida spider?
I got dinner.
I think there's a spider. She has a thick Boston accent. So she's like, I think there's a spider. And then she looks down and it's a crab on her lap.
And Captain Gloss is like, nah, that's not a spider, kid.
Oh, damn.
And we had 2 more hours of the tour.
Well, did you eventually get the boat to steer or did you have to turn it back in and get a new one?
They did have to take the engines out of the water and do some checks. eggs, but we eventually...
Were they at least serving Mai Tais or something?
Oh, it was BYOB. People were, yeah.
All right.
We were drinking through the storm.
All right.
But we got through it, and then you see some of the beautiful houses on Sarasota Bay.
Right.
That are all the rich people. Yeah. We saw Tim Allen's house, let me tell you, Buzz Lightyear gets you good waterfront property.
Did you try and take blame for the accident? Did you tell him, like, anytime I get on a boat, there's going to be an issue?
Or did you say...
It's not me!
Or did you say, I'm a captain, so I can do it if you want
to. Yeah, like, I got my temporary boat license if you need me to get back there.
That's what I would have done.
I'm the captain now. I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain now.
Why did you get your temporary boating license?
Why not?
Because you need it to jet ski in the state of Florida.
Oh, okay.
And again, mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah. Did you get on a jet ski too?
I sure did, dude.
Safely?
Twice.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you ride solo or do you and Kaylee ride together? Or does she like to do it herself? What happens?
Oh, I ride solo. I need to rip it.
That's it, Dan.
She goes a little slower than me.
Same, Dan. I want to hit waves. I want to get dangerous. I want to fall off and have it circle back to me.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
To have a young quarterback in his second year, there's no element of offense that we can't run in New England.
Back-to-back Stevenson runs, and a big hole and a big play. There goes Ramondre Stevenson. Two plays into the game, and New England has it first and goal.
That was in the first 60 seconds of the game against Miami. That was kind of a nice way to start the game yesterday. So the Patriots end up winning it 38-10 over the Miami Dolphins, solidifying their spot into the playoffs. They'll play in the wild card weekend first round this Sunday night. We've got the former San Diego, now Los Angeles Chargers are coming to town.
Mm-hmm. We are back, baby. Back in the playoffs.
It is wild.
America, your long national nightmare has returned for another 15 years to torment you in prime time. We are back.
It's wild to see what this team has done and how much what has been interesting for me to watch is how much the rest of the country doesn't want to acknowledge that this team is good. They just keep complaining about we have a soft schedule or we have this or we have that, but they're really not a good team. Meanwhile, they just decimated every team they faced pretty much.
They're just coping. We weren't supposed to be this good this fast again.
And every single time they play or they're in the news, that parody I did, We Need Mike Vrabel, like a year ago, gets more hits and more insults.
What is it up to now, do you know? Have you looked
like
at it?
Like 1.3. I look at it every, I mean, I check every day to see who's commented and I try and, you know, respond to people, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's like 1.3 million. It's been shared 8,000 times.
That's amazing.
That said,
yes,
it's only the negative comments that bring me joy, right?
Yes.
Because...
They
I'm
hate
just,
us because they ain't us.
They're because, peanut butter and jealous.
Yeah, but it's not just about them. It's about me, too. So it's always like, oh, she's so cringy.
Oh, really?
And one person
said...
They
don't like your parody?
It's men who don't live in this state.
Okay.
And are just being dicks because they can't... Oh, God, sorry, it just came out of my mouth. I'm really sorry.
Do we have to dump that?
I don't think so.
I'm sorry, but you know what I'm talking
about. We haven't been
on
the air in a while.
Sorry, it's what they are. I really apologize. My bad. But
I'm
anyway,
here for it. I didn't know that was on the table. We could say that.
I don't think we can. Somebody said, oh, can you say corny? So I responded, corny. Somebody says, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. I say, thank you. I appreciate your feedback. No one ever comes back, though, after they say those nasty things.
Of course not.
They never come back, which is hilarious to me. Right. And I realize you should not negotiate with terrorists.
Right.
But I'm not doing that. I'm just being a little
catty. Well, it's because their mom yelled at them and living in their basement. So
but it's just so funny.
The AFC wildcard game, again, will happen this Sunday. Patriots versus the Los Angeles Chargers. That is an 8 p.m. game here in Foxborough.
I hope it's 4 degrees and they freeze their little L.A. sunshine butts off. Trying to come out here.
How do we feel
into the
about
Thunderdome.
The game? How do we feel about what's going to happen?
We're going to smoke them. They're not a good team. We're a very good team. There's a momentum to it all, right? And once you start to have that belief in yourself, and this team does, man. That quarterback they got down there, Drake May, is just unbelievable. I mean, his wife is
considering he's only 8 years old.
I know. His wife is making treats for the other players. Mike Vrabel sits in the tunnel after every game and waits for players to come off the field to congratulate them, to thank them, to hug them.
If somebody gets hurt, he goes out on the field and sits with them until they're
like
okay.
Like he's their dad.
Yeah.
I heard he sat in the tunnel for a half hour at one of the games, like week before last, waiting for the last player to come off the field just to congratulate them on a great game.
I will say this, Kennedy.
Go on.
Because they rested their entire team this week and lost, which like kind of on purpose because they knew they would end up playing us.
So they're talking about the Chargers.
Chargers rested their entire team this week and played all their backups and lost, knowing that would place them against us in the seeding.
They wanted us. They wanted this smoke.
Yeah, because they don't believe in us because we haven't played anybody good, which means we're kind of pretenders in their
understood.
Eyes. And I looked on the internet, and their team is real cocky over there. Everyone in L.A. on the Reddit.
They're in L.A.
Yeah.
So,
they're going to feel differently when we put belt to behind. See how I didn't say the word?
Because we won.
Let's go!
Since the year 2020, we're far from number one. Lost Edelman, Gronkowski, and a guy named Tom.
Who?
Belichick was a shootout, and all we've done is bomb. We need my Vrabel.
What?
He's the man who can get us back on track. He is the real deal, and he's played on our field. Let's be honest, he's kind of a snack. Come on, Coach Vrabel. I'm sure Mr. Kraft will venture a big payday. Cause since Brady quit, well, the team's played like and we won a duck boat parade.
A duck boat parade. We might get one this year.
Let's get it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Again, we just want to say thank you for joining us on this journey each and every day. today marks 17 years since we started at Mix on the old 98.5.
It was really hard.
I asked ChatGPT to recap the world in 2009, Kennedy.
Okay.
And it was the they call it the preteen phase of the internet. So Facebook was popping, Twitter had just kind of started to go off. Instagram didn't even exist. Instagram did not exist in 2009. Lady Gaga was everywhere.
It was the olden times.
With Poker Face and Bad Romance, Black Eyed Peas were inescapable. Taylor Swift was still country Taylor, and Auto-Tune was king of everything. As far as movies or TV from 2009. It was watch it now or don't ever watch it because we didn't have, you know, DVRs everywhere at the point yet.
Well,
Lost.
I recorded on my VHS back in the day.
Lost, Breaking Bad, and The Office were like the shows everybody was watching.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
GPS, we didn't trust that just yet, which is kind of funny to think about.
I had like a TomTom when we moved here, I think.
It's probably MapQuest and stuff in 2009.
I love absolutely. A printed MapQuest.
Walking around printed directions like a
There's
pirate.
There's nothing I love more than that.
Barack Obama just being named president. You know, there was definitely a little bit less anxiety. Fewer notifications on your phone.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
You know what phone it was?
iPhone 1.
3. It was the 3G.
We'll take it.
We were popping off in 2009. But anyway, again, we just want to say thank you. We ended 2025.
Literally can't believe we still have jobs, so no. Really thank you.
Yeah, and the fact that as many people listen to the show as they do every day, you've made us the top show in town, and we're just so appreciative
of
that again this year. So thank you for all that. Happy anniversary to us all. Whatever happened to the champagne we were supposed to have earlier, Kennedy?
Oh, I'll go get it out of the fridge if you want to. Well, no, we can't drink it on the air, though.
Who says that? I mean, we swear, we drink. It's 2026.
You Sal. Can't beat Kennedy.
And I don't swear. And how
don't
dare you?
Try, homeboy. You can't beat
don't
her.
Get me in trouble, sir.
You swear a little bit.
You can't I did beat not. Kennedy.
You can try, but man. You can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
I don't know why it's making me so mad.
You can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Santiago from Easton.
Hello, good morning, Santiago.
Good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
You too, buddy.
Happy New Year. That's the end. By the way, today's the last day you're allowed to say that. You get one day in the office.
We all just got back to work.
I know.
It was actually 2 days ago.
2 days ago, was it?
No.
Yes. That's what Larry David says after the third. It's exactly.
Yeah, but if people don't come into the office until the 8th, there's not much I can do about
that. Right? I feel like you get a day or two after you're back in the office. All right, well, you kick Kennedy out, Santiago.
I haven't talked to you guys in a while, so, okay. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Our boss Sal is going to be very happy you mentioned Larry David this morning.
Mm-hmm. He's a big Larry David guy.
He is. All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, and you will win yourself. What do we got? We got $100 here, Dan. Is that what's happening?
I think so. It's not my money.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Santiago, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Today in 2015, Cameron Diaz married Benji Madden. Today's their 11th anniversary. Cameron Diaz's big breakout role in Hollywood came in 1994. She starred opposite Jim Carrey. Which movie did they do together?
The Mask.
Noah Kahan celebrating 29 by sharing a reflective Instagram post about a year full of change. Which state is Noah Kahan from?
I probably have it wrong, but I'm going to go with New Hampshire.
Question number 3. Jelly Roll just appeared on the cover of Men's Health and showed off his new physique at his heaviest. Jelly weighed 540 pounds. He's now down to 265. And this all started because he agreed to run in a friendly charity 5K. How far is a 5K in miles?
3.2 miles.
Question number 4. The series finale for Stranger Things happened over the holiday break and broke all kinds of streaming records. Way back in season 1, how does Will communicate with his mom while trapped in the Upside Down?
I'm not a fan of the show, so I have to pass on that.
And question number 5, Timothy Chalamet shouted out his girlfriend Kylie after he won Best Actor at the Critics' Choice Awards for his work in Marty Supreme. Which sport plays a prominent role in Marty Supreme?
Table tennis, ping pong.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please. See, there's a
Kennedy!
professional player there, Dan. You see how he answered that question.
Table tennis.
Yeah, yeah. Kennedy, welcome back.
Oh, hello.
Santiago from Easton got, I have 2 out of 5 correct. Is that right, Dan?
That seems right.
Okay. Well done, my friend.
These are pretty tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Today in 2015, Cameron Diaz married Benji Madden. It is their 11th anniversary. She had a big breakout in Hollywood in 1994. She was in a movie that also, where she starred opposite Jim Carrey. Which movie did they do together?
The Mask.
Tied at 1. Noah Kahan's celebrating 29 by sharing a reflective Instagram post about a year full of changes. Which state is Noah Kahan from?
Vermont.
It is always stick season in Vermont, Canada. Yeah. 2-1.
And in Watertown.
Jelly Roll just appeared on the cover of Men's Health and showed off his new physique at his heaviest. He weighed 540 pounds and now he's down to 265. And it all started because he agreed to run in a friend's charity 5K. How far is a 5K in miles, Kennedy?
3.2? 3.1.
Dang, so close. 2-1. The series finale for Stranger Things happened over the holiday break. It broke all sorts of streaming records way back in season 1 of Stranger Things. How does Will communicate with his mom while trapped in the Upside Down?
The Christmas lights.
That is it. 3-1.
Spoiler alert, Kennedy.
Question number 5. Timothy Chalamet shouted out his girlfriend Kylie Jenner, by the way, after he won Best Actor at the Critics' Choice Awards for his work in Marty Supreme. Which sport plays a prominent role in Marty Supreme?
Marty Supreme.
Have you not heard of this?
Not even once.
Really?
Nah.
That's just Chalamet Oscar hunting.
Yeah.
Timothée Chalamet.
Well, I mean, you should have got it for complete unknown. Are you kidding me?
I'm going to say he played a sport, you say? Cheerleading.
Ping pong.
Obviously. How silly of me.
Yes.
What's it called? Marty Supreme?
Marty Supreme. Right. It's supposed to be a fantastic film.
It's by the guy that directed Uncut Gems, or one of the guys, one of the Safdie brothers.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I have Kennedy getting 3. I have Santiago getting 2, which means, Kennedy, you do, in fact, get the win.
All right.
Kennedy
Good job,
Supreme.
Good job, friend.
You too, buddy.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Santiago from Easton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play, Kennedy.
All right.
In a brand new Subaru. Say hello to Ashley.
My little friend.
Say hello to my little friend. We watched that movie over the holiday. It's a good one.
Yeah, that's a Christmas movie for the whole family.
Family-friendly movie.
Right. We watched that. We watched Pretty Woman.
Oh, Hooker with a Heart of Gold. Let's get into it.
Big mistake. Huge.
Huge.
Ashley from Ipswich, Kennedy, is here.
Hey, good morning, friend.
Hello, good morning.
Also has her son, Harrison. They're going to buy poles at a ski shop.
Nice.
Ashley, you want a pro tip? Pro tip.
Yeah.
Don't buy new poles. When you get to whatever slope you're going to ski at next, go to the lost and found and say, I lost my ski poles. And they'll say, oh, there's a box over there. And you go and you look and you find 2 that are straight and you go on with your life.
Thief.
That's a good idea. Thanks.
Just saying. They get expensive, Kennedy.
So we steal someone else's.
No, they're lost and found. They're never going to get... They're either going to throw them away.
Nice.
We're teaching Harrison finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
I don't agree.
You ever had to buy ski equipment for a growing child, Kennedy? It gets expensive.
You'd never make it on the mountain, bro.
No.
Ashley, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Okay, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $1,000 this morning. Kennedy is heading out, so she can't hear any of this that is happening. She's now in that soundproof studio. Ashley, question number 1. Which pop star released the album 1989?
Taylor Swift.
Ashley, can you tell us which sitcom featured these characters? Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, Phoebe.
Friends.
Question number 3. Who did Jennifer Aniston marry in the year 2000?
2000. Brad Pitt.
Question number four. Can you tell us which actor voiced Simba in the original Lion King?
Ooh, goodness. Simba. Nathan. I don't know that one.
And question number five. This viral dance was popular on TikTok during the early pandemic. What was it called?
Oh, jeepers. A dance.
Do you remember us doing it, Dan?
That was popular. No.
No, I definitely didn't do it.
Yeah, we did it. We all did it. I have the video somewhere of us doing it. Pretty funny.
That, I don't know.
Okay,
that
all right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. How old is Harrison?
Kennedy!
6 years old.
Oh, he's just starting. Definitely don't want to buy new ski poles for that kid. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Ashley got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Yeah, these are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
You bet.
Can you tell me which pop star released the album 1989?
Taylor Swift.
Tied at 1. How about which sitcom featured these characters? Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, Phoebe.
Friends.
Tied at 2. Who did Jennifer Aniston marry in 2000?
Brad Pitt.
You guys are amazing. I would never remember that.
Are you kidding?
I mean, I knew they
when
got married.
When he left her and Angelina Jolie of it all? Holy cats. Mm-hmm. No.
I mean, I remember it all happening.
Scandalo.
Tied at 3, question number 4. Can you tell us which actor voiced Simba in the original Lion King?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas? That's not right.
Oh,
Matthew Broderick.
What am I thinking of?
Maybe you're thinking of the newer version? I don't
was
know.
Was he the kid? Was he the baby Simba?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway.
Tied at 3.
He was the speaking voice for the young Simba in the original film. Mm. So you're technically not wrong.
I got it.
All right. I'll give you 0.5 point for that
it's
one.
It's fine.
3.5 to 3. Question number 5. Can you tell us which viral dance was popular on TikTok during the early pandemic times?
The Dougie.
No. I told Dan, we
did
this.
The Harlem Shuffle?
It was the Renegade. It was the Renegade Dance. You remember the Renegade Dance?
Absolutely not.
I just looked up the Renegade Dance, and I 1,000,000% never did that. So
well,
I don't know
we
who's
did
on your video.
There's a video of us doing it, Dan.
Maybe you too.
No, I can assure you I didn't.
3-3 is the final score. We end up in a tie. Nice job, ladies. Unfortunately, with the 3-3 tie.
I'd rather you teach me how to Dougie.
Did you see the new Grinch doing the Dougie dance? It
no.
is, go find that video.
Okay.
There's a guy out there who's become popular for doing Grinch.
Uh-huh.
And he does the Dougie. And
it's great.
He nails it.
We love to hear
yes.
it.
Yes. Hey, fam! He starts yelling and dancing.
Amazing.
It is good. All right. Well, with the 3-3 tie, Kennedy actually gets win. I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000, but we do appreciate you calling in and play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Ashley from Ipswich, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.